Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie.
Episode. We are doing a mukbang.
Mukbang?
Yeah. Yeah, we're live now. We're doing a muk. Is it called mukbang or mukbang?
Mukbang, I think.
Okay, because I've heard like many different things.
Mukbang.
I feel like anything that could go wrong did go wrong, especially with today, because anything we did, it was like an issue. Taco Bell was a huge line. Chick-fil-A was a huge line.
They forgot stuff.
Anthony.
Look, I got food all over my sweatpants.
Anthony's car broke down.
Completely broke down. No, car. His motorcycle. That's a piece of shit. I said, Michael, your Anthony. Motorcycle's so ugly. And Ant's like, it's mine. I'm like, oh. So I got I got Taco Bell because... That's like one of my things. Like, why? What?
We sound like we're on drugs, yo.
No, because I'm about to have a panic attack. Like, right. I'm so hangry right now. I'm hangry. Eat. I'm not even. Right.
What are you? What is all this?
I got a lot because I was hungry. Yeah, what is
it? Holy shit, Georgie.
It wasn't that much. Relax.
Look at when they messed it up. No wonder they got pissed. Like,
yeah, he got. Oh, that was another thing. So
three,
I got.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 burritos.
Oh my God. Stop. I'm not talking about it.
I can't.
I'm not going to eat them all the second. But no, I got like a Fiesta potato. And usually what's in it is cheese, sour cream, and the potatoes. I do the mobile order and I said, I don't want the sour cream or cheese. The guy puts in the sour cream and cheese. So I complain about it. And he was like looking at me like, you put it. I'm like, no. I'm like, dude, I'm vegan. I wouldn't put it in there. Like, I'm not...
Yeah,
no.
So he got his receipts out.
Yeah, the guy got his receipts.
It was, like, hanging out the window. Like, you and Georgie took his receipts now out with his phone. And we were all in the car like, oh, shit.
And I saw him. He was annoyed, the guy. But, like, dude, that's your job.
Really?
And it was a mobile order. And, like you said, he had receipts.
He took it back, which I wanted it.
Yeah, because my eyes. He knew. And... It would have so not have been.
What?
It's wrong.
There's cheese in this thing.
Are you serious?
That one is okay. All right, I'm not eating this one. I'm writing the Taco Bell, and I'm gonna say you need to understand your vegan life a little more, like the people that live a vegan life. All right, anyway, what did you guys get?
So we got a Chick-fil-A.
We got nuggets. Mac and cheese, fries. Yum. What'd you get? Like a sandwich?
What is it? Chicken sandwich?
Cause it's real Chick-fil-A. Like the chicken. Yeah.
You gotta speak louder, you guys.
The
I don't
chicken.
Know what you're saying.
You know the
really?
Chicken.
I feel like I'm
it's
loud as
real.
Fun.
Like McDonald's, Burger Fake. King. It tastes all right, but you know it's not real.
You taste that chicken bone. You know what I'm saying?
The Chick-fil-A.
Gum, the mush.
Chick-fil-A.
The chicken lay, yo.
Chick-fil-A is real. I swear, one time I showed up, I saw in the back, I saw them not cutting the live chickens, but like the chicken, like the breast.
Oh my God.
I swear to God.
I thought you meant
no.
You saw them chopping up the chicken.
No, oh my God.
Wait, that nug video when they bring
your face. You got something.
What do I have on me?
I don't know.
I think I have a napkin. No, I don't have a napkin. It's all right. You can
what
still
is
live with
it?
That. You can live with it.
Wow. Oh, I never have anything on my face. That's
can't
crazy.
Relate.
There's always...
I'm like shaking. This is my
but
first meal.
Yeah. Hi, Flo. You want to come join?
Here she comes.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so now I'm munching on nuggets with the famous Chick-fil-A sauce. Mm-hmm. I recently got into it because everybody's like, Chick-fil-A sauce, like... all hyped about it, but I'm like, like, mm-hmm. Really? I feel like I've had it once, but it was just, like, a little dip, and I'm like, yeah, let me go back to my, you know, normal sauces I use.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried it, like, last week when I got it. Oh, I'm addicted. It's so good. We even got the 8-ounce sauce bottle. It's
yummy.
It's banging.
No, it's banging. Really, it's really like one of my favorite sauces.
Yeah.
It's good. And then they also have the honey roasted barbecue.
Is that similar?
It's like similar. It's almost the exact same. It might just be a little like a little more kick. But yeah,
shit,
very
I'll
good.
Try that.
And what did you get?
Basically the
same. Oh, the same thing.
I got a Dorito.
Oh, and Taco Bell.
Locos. What is it?
Oh yeah, the Doritos Locos Taco.
Locos Taco.
I'm so disappointed with Taco Bell. I'm so disappointed, and I don't want to like email.
Taco Bell?
I don't want to email them because what Taco Bell does when you email them, they like call the manager at that store you went to.
They do that?
Yeah, because
and they fire him.
No, and then they make the manager calls the person that had an issue with the order.
That's OD, bro.
I was so scared. I they did it one time and they called. They're like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, we can remake it." I'm like, wait, I'm talking to a real person. Dunkin' Donuts usually just sends me $5.
You know who's best at like when you mess it up?
Starbucks the best.
Because like, you can get like a $4 or $5 drink and they'd be like, I'm so sorry, here's $10. I'm
yeah.
like, shit.
They've
like,
done it. Yeah, they've done it to me. I've got, they've gotten, like, my order wrong.
And they
like,
do. Because
I'm
Starbucks
so sorry.
Is mad expensive.
Well, there's,
but it's
yeah.
good. I'm gonna get it, but it's expensive.
Well, I think they're scared they're gonna be canceled one day, so.
I don't know. What do you guys prefer, Dunkin' or
Imagine
Starbucks?
Starbucks?
Oh, my God. Dunkin' all day, every day.
You know,
I don't know.
I don't know anymore because I was in my Dunkin' phase. I thought it was, like, more, like, nice and smooth. But I had to try out more things at Starbucks, and I found my go-to. And let me tell
I don't
you.
Know.
I can't live without it. It's an addiction.
Caffeine
is so... I'm addicted. I get a headache.
It really
it's just...
Is.
Mercari. We need to speak about it. Mercari is the fastest and easiest way to buy and sell almost anything. Now, I use Mercari as my marketplace, and I want it to be yours too. So if you click the link in the description below, I will give you $30 to spend on Mercari. I buy on Mercari and I sell on Mercari, and I have nothing but good things to say about this company. The app is easy to use, and the items, if you are selling an item, it takes minutes to post it up. I love Mercari, and I know you will too. So go ahead and click the link in the description below for $30 to spend on Mercari. Again, $30 to spend on Mercari. If you click the link in the description below, you will not regret this.
Shut up, Georgie. I can't. Oh my god.
So anyway, so speaking of Dunkin' or Starbucks?
Yes.
See, I was in a Dunkin' phase. I just thought I already said this. I was saying Dunkin's more smooth. Starbucks sometimes tastes like burnt asshole.
I just like, yeah.
It
that's
depends
my
on the
thing.
Drink, I swear.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes Dunkin', Stephanie, you can agree with me. Dunkin' every day is different. Every freaking day you go, it's like a dip.
No, yeah, every day is different. But I usually get iced coffee. Love iced coffee.
Wait, Georgie.
Georgie.
What? You have, no, Georgie, you have sauce
I
on
know,
the
but
same
I don't have
spot.
Any.
I have. Oh, I don't either.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so right. Starbucks.
So Starbucks.
I feel like Starbucks is better for more like fraps and stuff like that. But Dunkin', I feel like iced coffee is always the best to go. But to be honest, I'm gonna be real with you guys. If I have enough money, I go to fucking Starbucks. If I'm a broke ass bitch, I go get Dunkin'.
Wow.
And that's
just
it.
Let you know, Dunkin's- our mayor watches this. Our senator watches this, and the
I'm
governor
sorry.
Of New Jersey watches this.
You know, Dunkin' has
prices. Hey, Murph. But anyway.
Hey, Phil.
So, but
Phil's
yeah. So
Germany?
Anyway, I do want to play a fun little game, and it's kind of what we just did with the Dunkin' and Starbucks. It's kind of like let's get to know each other better, even though like we know each other a lot.
There's a homeowner good.
But I do want to. This is a mess. Honestly, I'm having a panic attack as we speak. But anyway, so I do want to give a trigger warning to everyone because we were technically eating, which means that is a trigger warning because people with eating disorders and people that are scared to eat, welcome to the chat. So what we're going to talk about today is first let's take it easy and let's talk about favorite streaming service and why.
Wait, like for music or videos?
No, movie. What? Like shows.
Oh.
Your favorite streaming.
I don't know. I can't.
Okay, I'll go first.
No.
Mine is Hulu.
Why?
Housewives, and they make good original films. Like, to me, I think...
I can't, yeah. Wait, you're talking about, like, Netflix or shows? Like, Netflix, Hulu?
Netflix, Hulu, Peekaboo, Spotify... No, not Spotify.
Paramount...
Like Paramount, Peacock, all of those. There's Paramount, a million. Plus? So which one do you like the most and why?
I don't really watch shows. I mean, I would say Netflix, I guess, but... Yeah, I don't...
Honestly, it's whatever you watch, so what do you watch?
I don't watch anything. I don't watch TV.
You don't watch Netflix?
No.
All right. Really? Because our account always says too many users. So what's that about?
That's not me.
Well, I don't know.
That's not me.
All right, Courtney, what about you?
You know, I don't know if I can choose, because... I don't know.
Because you okay
over there? No, I'm just laughing.
You yes. ate the cheese, Georgie.
I don't care. I'm so fucking hungry.
Guys, I don't know if I can choose because I feel like
I need messed up my order.
You know what? Maybe Hulu.
Look at him sideways.
I think it's gonna be Hulu.
No, that's me too.
They have
Hulu.
Like Jersey Shore, all the Housewives, like
yes.
stuff that is trending.
Meanwhile, they have what is it? Netflix is more like their stuff
yeah,
only.
Yeah, their own series, which they're good.
And Disney Plus was good for like maybe 2 days. That's all I'm gonna say
about
that.
But I like and Paramount Plus, which used to be the CBS.
I heard that's good too.
That has like all our childhood shit on, like Drake and Josh, Zoe 101, iCarly. Is now on Netflix.
Oh, it's gonna come back?
Michael
was
into that.
Isn't it coming back?
No. Oh, like a reunion?
Yeah. No. Like a new, they're gonna like revamp it. But I don't know. I feel like all the revamp shows are
kind
of
dumb.
Remember?
What's the
guy's name? Dan Schneider?
Dan Schneider was a rapist or whatever.
He was like touching them and shit.
What?
Wow.
Really?
Okay. Next one we're gonna do, this one's a really fun one. It is, if you had any superpower, what would it be and why?
I always wanted to fly, so I feel like...
And why? Why did you want to fly?
I don't know. I feel like it would just be cool to just, like, imagine you could just, like, fly. Like, imagine you flying like a bird. I think that's the coolest thing ever.
I would like to be able to eat and not gain weight. That would be awesome.
Wow.
Wouldn't that? You eat all the bullshit you want. You don't got to worry about gaining an ounce.
That's good.
Wow.
Because food is comforting.
And actually, that's why we are doing this, because I'm starting a diet. Well, actually,
yeah.
By the time this comes out, I will be on a diet.
And we'll see how you're doing. Because I know.
I might cry in the car.
I don't know. Summer's kind of like here already.
Yeah, summer's
it's
here.
Coming,
yeah.
So.
If you see me in the drive-thru, just keep going.
I know. Literally.
But no, anyway, so if I had to do a superpower, I always wanted, like, to have the mind, like, the one with the minds, like, the three minds, but now I don't. I want storm. I want, like, to have, like, to create
Georgie,
storm.
What?
Yeah,
Is that Winston?
Bring his ass to the pound.
Wait.
I
think Winnie, what is Winnie,
Winnie
want?
Winnie, what's your power?
He wants to be able to talk so he can tell us what the
maybe,
fuck's up.
You know what my power is? A dog that doesn't shit in the house.
I want to be able to talk. I wish they could talk.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my god,
talk.
That would be
like,
so funny.
Imagine days we don't feel like,
yeah, that would
like
be
we
fun.
Have a headache or this and that. We do it?
Yeah.
No,
I want them because I'm like, just talk to me. Just say it.
Like, yeah,
I'm like,
no,
bark twice.
I'm like, who hit you? Did anyone here hit you?
It's like, bark twice if you're sick.
Did anyone here hit you?
No, but Storm, I think Storm would be really cool because that is actually like a superhero or whatever, and she like creates storms. So I want that bad because
that's
like,
a thing.
Do you ever like hate someone so much that you're like, on their wedding day, I hope it fucking rains. So on their wedding day, I could make that shit fucking rain. I could do tornadoes, hurricanes, and ice sculptures. Or ice,
ice sculptures.
Ice hail or whatever it's called. But,
I can't.
Yeah, I always thought that was fun. Okay. Here is a really fun one. Now, so last week, I don't know if you guys listened, but last week I had an episode called Cancel Culture, and I talked about being canceled. Not me, but like people being canceled. So, mm-hmm. If you got to cancel one celebrity, who would it be?
Wow.
Oh, shit. Oh,
this is fun.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Wait, let me
I don't mind.
Oh, Jackie from The Housewives. If I even consider that bitch a fucking celebrity.
Wait, Jackie from New Jersey?
Yeah, for what she did to Gia. Do you know Gia went on
Jackie Goldschneider.
Yeah,
thinking Jackie LaRita.
I don't even know.
Jacqueline LaRita.
No, she's old news. But yeah. Gia fucking, did you not, there's an interview of her saying how disgusted she was.
I saw
her
that.
School, her sorority, they had a meet
that
with
her. That was crazy.
That's sick.
I knew it
and
would
they're all
too.
Like, it's an analogy. Bull fucking
BS,
shit. You don't bring in kids'
goodbye.
Names, motherfucker.
No.
Bring in your... She should have said Joe, her
bring
ex-husband.
Her, someone else.
You're
yeah.
Freaking, no, kids draw the line. Because look, poor Gia had to deal with shit at Rutgers. It's,
yeah.
And Jackie's like, it was just an analogy.
Right.
Well, you stirred shit up and you can't handle it. Yep. So, goodbye.
So, if I had to cancel someone, I know exactly who it was. I knew the second I wrote it down. Chrissy Teigen. But listen, like, if... I already know because I fucked myself over. In 10 years, I'm going to be on karaoke. What is it called? What's the show
American
that they
Idol?
Have? No, what's the show that they have?
The Voice?
No. They do like that show where they go on the stage and they lip sync. Lip sync.
The mass.
Lip sync battle.
Yeah, that.
Watch me be on lip sync battle and then they're going to say.
They're going to play this.
Yeah, they're going to play this. Anyway, I would cancel her because I just... was never a fan of her. I mean, unless, like, you're watching this now, like, hey. But...
I know, I see.
I just... I can't. I would cancel her immediately, because... But actually, fuss. I thought she was canceled, because she writes a lot of crazy stuff about little babies.
You know what it was?
She was, like, the
what?
One... Yeah, the one right, baby, she was like, I would have left him.
All right.
And it's a four-year-old.
Okay, but remember when she had her miscarriage?
Yeah.
And, like... She, like, hired photographers to come in and take professional photos of them.
You're
grieving.
Lying.
You didn't see that?
I don't think so.
She's sitting on the bed, like, crying, and it's like...
That's disgusting.
It's like... I don't know. I think it's weird that you hire grief.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's like for show with these celebrities.
But for what? Like, in 20 years, they're going to be like, you want to see mommy's miscarriage? Like, what are they doing? Like, and here's mommy when she had her miscarriage. John, remember those days? Remember?
No, I'm
that's
gonna look
scary.
Up the photo.
That is scary.
Yeah, I did not know
I'm
that.
I'm gonna look
no,
it up.
No, I don't
actually.
Like her. There's something about her that I do not like. And I don't know why my friends, the Kardashian family, I don't know why they hang out with her. And I
wow,
tell
they do?
I tell Kendall and Kylie all the time. I'm like, stop hanging out with her because yeah. I don't like her. I don't think she's a good person. But we'll see. You never know. What if she gets me a show one day? Who knows?
Here.
I don't know who she is. All right, that's disgusting.
So it's
who
her,
does
it's
that?
Her like naked with a like I guess almost ready to give birth, but she's just crying and the
and
nurse is like just chilling in the back. And then I think this is it too.
She's
that's
like I don't want to be.
This is the deceased child, which somebody could have snapped of that.
Yeah.
But this I heard
that one.
I
that
heard,
one looks okay, but that
but
one.
But I
there?
Heard it was they hired people.
Damn.
Look at that. And like with the thing, it's like all for attention with these celebrities.
That's
I'm
disgusting,
so sick of it.
Disgusting. Because it's just not
look
real.
At, look
like,
at all this. Epidural. I don't know.
I could never. I would be like, do not film me. Do not record
grief,
me. Are you
like,
kidding
God,
me? That's disgusting.
I swear it's just all for show. I don't
it's,
know.
That is scary.
I want to talk to you all today about Goli gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it helps improve your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goli gummy is unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goli gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goalie Gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goalie Gummies in their life. So today, I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code GSTILLWELL. And again, that's GSTILLWELL for 5% off your full order. Promo code GSTILLWELL. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie.
All right, so, Steph, who would you cancel?
Steph, you had a lot of
fun. I was about to go to the next thing.
Any singers, you know, or I don't actors, know, to be honest. TikTokers, any of them that you don't like? Because they're literally considered like the...
Well, now I'm a Trisha Paytas, stan, so now I'll cancel any TikToker.
Oh my, I love, what's her name? I love Trisha, yo. She's funny as hell.
She's the best.
What about...
I don't know.
She kind of started this mukbang. I think let's give it up to Trisha.
If you're listening, thanks, girl.
She did this. I don't think any of us would be here doing this mukbang stuff without her. All right, who would you cancel?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Nobody on TikTok that pisses There's you no off? One? Because I feel like TikTok's really, like, in the Ace family. Nah, she still like them, the Ace family. They're sketchy as fuck. I don't care what the fuck
I've been hearing so much shit about them.
No, there's a lot.
So that, I used to love them when it was just...
I don't know, before the fame got to them,
but then it got to them, and then there's all these.
I just knew from the gig. I'm like, they just are doing this, and they're like.
I remember you had a hat. You got merch. I'm like, damn.
Never wore it.
She really into them like that.
I got a shirt. I got a hat
from Full Scent. I'm putting it on the market for $98. If you guys are interested, please let me know in the description below. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's because. With Full Send, that shit's just one drop. There's no resale.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like people are selling hoodies from like 2017 for $300. So if we hold on to this,
so this is like Gucci, Louis. Like you could sell it.
And they keep growing. They're getting pretty fucking big.
No, I love
they
them.
Are
They're
getting big as fuck.
Okay.
They're mad funny. But.
Next one. This one's my favorite. If you were famous, what would it be for?
That's so weird. I was just thinking about that.
All right, so if I was famous, I definitely think it would be for reality TV because I feel like, right? Can I cut a bitch? If I got really mad, I feel like I would be iconic. Like
there's
I think
videos
people,
of you.
There's
like tables and shit. Yeah.
I think I would be like iconic for like reality TV and stuff like that. But I mean, I do love to sing. I hate to dance.
I don't know. I feel like for me, like just one viral, a video would go viral and then that'd be it. Like all these TikTokers, they have like just one video and it blows up. I feel like that'd be me.
Yeah.
Like me making an ass out of myself. I don't know. I don't think it'd be for a talent.
I could see you as like a housewife in like 20 years.
Maybe. But for now, if it was happening now, I feel like I would post a video and it would just blow up and that's how. That's how all these people get nowadays.
I know. That's
it's
how they
really
all...
not about talent
no,
anymore.
No, it's not.
It's
not. No.
It's just about... Oh shit!
Because I sang the Star Spangled Banner about 12 times on TikTok, and it's never went viral. And people actually called me a fatty. So
what?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
That's what I mean. Yeah. The internet's so cool.
And then the
man.
One with the Taco Bell. Oh my god! Wait, wasn't it your video? What video? When you slapped my titties? My man boobs, and the guy's like, nice rack. I'm like, I'm triggered. I need to go see a therapist.
That was funny. That was like, it was like before Corona.
It was.
I remember it was on my birthday.
It was right before it.
Wait, what video did, that video.
And then you with the rat, the spice rack.
The spices.
That was a whole nother
and
rack.
And they're like, yo, fuck that oregano. Because it was right blocking the ass view. That shit was so funny.
Remember, I saw it going viral. I'm like, I'm deleting it.
And we're like, I know. We're like, don't you dare!
That's how these people get famous.
Wait, we were all working out and we stopped and we ran upstairs.
Yeah.
Yo, that was.
And
so
it's
funny.
Always Stephanie who does not want to like even be viral.
I know.
Meanwhile,
she's like,
guys,
or like she'll post.
No, I was about to delete it.
She'll have like good pictures, good videos. She never. It's just sitting there.
I know.
You have a lot of good photos, and I've taken a lot of good ones of you, and you don't post it, and you know you look like a bad bitch.
I am.
You just
crazy.
No, yeah, I've
there's
I have
so
a
many
lot.
Like when we went to the city.
Yeah.
Right.
Georgia.
I don't know. I just
I've been posting
I'm not
every day, like
anymore.
I've been living there. All right, who would you, what would you be famous for? You never answered.
So I was just talking about this. I feel like I am gonna be famous, but I don't know what for, you know?
I could see you as a housewife too, though. But you're not confrontational, so you would, like, leave.
No.
You would be like Denise Richards. She was a housewife, and she was very, like she would come in sweats and, like, a t-shirt, and everyone's like, it's pajama night. She's like, yeah, these are my pajamas. And they all came in, like gowns.
The silk satin, and just, the Victoria's Secret, yeah. And the little eye mask. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That's so Melissa.
No, yeah, I don't know. Maybe singing.
Wow.
Maybe singing.
Wait, do you want
to? Let's do it.
Yeah, wait.
Let's sing it together, our
Why
song.
Why don't you guys have a...
One,
two,
three.
Oh,
sing.
Get the fuck out of here.
Can you
sing?
Go.
I can't.
Wow.
You hit
some
good notes.
Some singer you are. Like, hello.
Sometimes she hits good notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, sometimes I hit
What's
the
so
notes good.
Well, like, she'll...
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
But I always tell her, I'm like,
do
what?
That.
What so proudly we
And then you go
hear.
Higher, so it's like, what, a and harmonize?
Yes!
Do it!
I love that.
Do
I
it.
Do it with myself.
No, I can't do it right
Try
now.
To, wait, you do How do you do it yourself?
I record
so
on my
tired.
Phone.
Oh, I thought like...
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, and then I go... So I go, oh, say, can... And I sing the whole thing. And then I go, oh, say... And then the thing is like, oh, say... And it's like both. And then I'm like, oh my God, I could listen to myself all day.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's why one day I want to, like, no, one day I want to rent out Madison Square Garden just for myself and have my own concert right there. What? I think I'm going to do that.
How much is that going to be?
I'm not talking now. I'm talking, this is hello. If you were famous, what would you be for? that, if I had that money, then I would, yeah.
Nah, we get in a private jet this summer or something.
This summer?
This summer.
Summer's kind of like here. It's May.
Yeah.
Next summer.
It's May!
And we're eating fast
And May food. Has oh, been, like, the shittiest month for me.
Actually, this is Absolutely. A perfect segue to our next one. If you could live anywhere in the U.S., where would it be?
I'm sorry, but it's got to be somewhere with palm trees. Fuck this state.
Wait, in the country?
I think Florida.
In our country.
I think Florida.
This is our country.
Every time I'm in Florida, I know I'm, like, there for, like, a getaway, a vacation, yeah. whatever. But I always can just see myself living there. I swear, call me crazy. Yeah. The air is, like, different there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a person who gets headaches a lot. When I'm down there, I don't really get headaches.
Yeah.
It's, like, something in the air. And
I think it's because there's no pollen there.
And the palm trees. Like, imagine.
There's no pollen.
No,
like,
there's no pollen.
And some of my favorite places are there.
Uh-huh.
Disney. I love Boca. I love Miami. I've been to concerts in Lake Florida. They
Same.
Have the best arenas. I love. There's so many things to do in Florida. And I like it. Because, I don't know. Where else? California? No, that's... I don't
well,
know. I've never been
know.
To California, so I can't really say... I've been to San Francisco, but I've never been to, like...
I feel like California went really downhill. New York went really downhill.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I'm kind of content with living in New Jersey.
That, too. I am... That, too.
Even though there was a point where I was like, yeah, I'll move to Florida, but
I
now...
I've
like,
always had that. I'm still maybe...
Now I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm okay here.
What about
so.
You?
I don't know. Probably Florida.
Like a specific
Gotta
area.
Gotta speak louder. I feel like you're like a little chipmunk.
I'm sorry.
Oh my
hey.
God. What if we've been...
I know.
Hello.
Yeah, no, I don't... Oh my God, it's like a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Boom. Boom, boom. Oh my God, it's embarrassing.
All right, where would you go? Right,
where,
I know
where,
you guys are going to watch this and want to throw up.
Oh my God, I'm already going to throw up.
I don't know.
Every time I'm on and I listen, I cringe.
I guess Florida.
What part?
But I would like to live, South if I did go to, oh my God, it would have to be.
No, because I don't know.
I mean, that's the only place for me.
Some people like the panhandle, like Alabama.
PCB.
I
would like to live on the west coast of Florida, though. That's beautiful. Like, Naples is
beautiful.
I want
to go to Naples. I've been to Tampa once, but briefly, because I flew into Tampa, and then I stayed at a, like, a hotel. We good?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're
it
good.
Like went to his.
Yeah,
screen
that's
saver.
So. I've never had a screensaver, so that's weird. Oh, because it's. Oh my God, we're almost racking 30 minutes. So,
okay.
Okay, so
well,
that's great.
Yeah,
the last one is, what is your favorite podcast?
It ain't this shit. I
can tell you that. Okay,
Get
I like.
Off my
no,
show.
I like yours, but I like It's Happening with Snooki and Joey. Fine. That I
no,
love
you
that
have
one.
To choose mine because no. I have a gun to your head. It's
no, no, I love their podcast. I
no, I love
every,
it. I listen to
especially
it
in the summer every Friday. Like I typically go down the shore,
yeah.
and I listen to it, and it makes the ride go by so fast, and I laugh. They're funny. They
no,
make
they're
me
funny.
Smile.
No, that would be
no,
mine
but
too.
I like yours because I like you. Listening to somebody who I know.
Yeah.
Like any, like oh, I know this guy. Yeah. Like shit.
I think I need to listen to more podcasts.
I want to start listening to ones like motivational ones. Like there's ones like
you know what I
like,
did.
How
like
to be
Oprah,
a bad bitch.
Like
how to
Oprah has
money.
One, but like I got tired of it after a while because it's
oh
just,
my
it's
god,
just
it put me to sleep. Her voice.
Yeah.
Wait, which
she's
one?
Like, you gotta be brave.
No, but
you
one time I was on a plane, I started crying.
Oh my god. Because
she was talking. Yeah, and she said that she. She said she had to go to fat camp and that she started to cry. And also, I started crying because I'm like, I don't want to go to fat camp either.
Oh my god.
That's like my major thing. I'm like, if I don't lose 20 pounds by this summer, I'm putting myself in a fat camp.
I will join you.
Okay. No, I think podcasts, especially like driving and stuff, I kind of
no,
want to do
fun.
It while
no,
working out. I think I need to
in the
listen
no,
to a podcast.
Not working out.
I don't know. I can't listen to music really.
Maybe, but when if you drive like in the summer, if you're doing long drives,
tomorrow, yo, I'm doing the long ass drive.
Well, mine are
podcasts are perfect.
Yeah,
and I have to get it tonight.
Well, my favorite podcasts are Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald, Frenemies with Trisha. That oh my god, she has been cracking me up.
What is that called again? What is it?
Frenemies.
Oh, it's Frenemies? That's
yeah,
her
that's
show?
What it's called. Yeah. It's with the HR.
Yeah, they funny
HR
as well.
Network or whatever, HR podcast. And then also, of course, Jessica Kirsten. She's, like, hilarious. She's a comedian. She's so funny. And It's Happening. That's also another good one. But that's it. I just like funny ones. Like, I just want to sit there and die laughing. And that's it. So, those are all, like, really funny episodes. Okay, don't yawn. On my podcast.
Are you
I'm
bored?
Tired.
I know, but you just yawned.
And I'm so tired.
Well, act like you aren't. All right, we're going to wrap this up. So thank
Has
you.
It ever been this long in your life?
Oh, no.
It's been longer.
You've almost had an hour.
No, my one with Maria, the therapist.
Oh.
That was over an hour. That was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a long time. And with Gabby, my one episode, that was really long, too. All right, well, guys, thank you so much for eating. I'm so happy we ate and talked. And mukbang
I'm
actually
stuffed.
Means in Chinese. Eat. Oh, my God. Is it Chinese or Korean? I don't know.
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to get canceled.
Oh, relax.
No, but in whatever language it is eat and talk. That's what it's called.
And that's what it
mukbang.
Is. Yeah.
Mukbang.
I'm stuffed. I don't know about you guys.
I'm so full.
Oh, that's
I
why it's called a mukbang?
Yeah, that's
I
what it's called.
I
kind of
feel sick.
Yeah.
No,
no
I don't feel good. That's why
I
need to...
I'm
going to have to throw up just to feel better.
Honestly, me too.
No, I can't focus right now. All right,
guys. We're
going to
go
so.
Throw up. Right. And we'll...
and we'll catch
thanks
you next
for having
week.
Us, George.
Thank you for... Here. Thank
yeah,
you for coming thanks. After all the craziness that we've been encountering in the past week. So, all right. I will... See you all next week, and thank you so much for coming
Thank
on.
You for having
Bye.
Us.
Bye!
Bye.
Bye.